The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Taxes show.
It's the show that answers the questions. Could you milk a cockroach?
By the way, cockroach milk is really yummy. Some would even say nummy.
This announcement has been brought to you by the Cockroach Dairy Council.
And now the man who once wrangled cockroaches for a living in Kansas City, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, no. I think they're talking about me.
I think they're talking about me.
Albin, there's so much to talk about. Today is, as you know, Wednesday?
It is.
No, it's Tuesday. Is your microphone on?
I think I hear myself. Yeah, I hear myself very well.
It's Tuesday. What did we have in hour one today?
Hour one was, hour one, of course, was Emerson Egerich's.
Right.
Yeah, and he had the four wills of God, and we learned some really good stuff.
Yeah, no, he's a dear friend. Mm-hmm. But today, now, we're going to hear from Father Fessio.
That's right.
This is in hour two today. We are now in hour two. Father Fessio is a legend. He is the founder of Ignatius Press, which has published tons of great books, G.K. Chesterton, Peter Kraft, and my favorite, a guy that I like to call Tom Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Howard's book, Chants of the Dance. I'm just crazy to promote it. I wrote a foreword to it. So Father Fessio, in a few minutes, we're going to hear from Father Fessio. I have to talk about what happened last night. I can't remember what I said about it in hour one, but last night I interviewed Dennis Prager here in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I have so much fun with Dennis Prager.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's just fun. And he has a new book out called The Rational Bible. And it is truly, how do I put this? He is so brilliant that most people don't know that he's a Bible scholar. Now, of course, Old Testament because he's Jewish, but he has been teaching the Bible from the original Hebrew text for many, many years. And so he finally decided to put it in a book, and it's several volumes. The first volume just came out. It's called Exodus. I mean, the title of the book is The Rational Bible, and this is Exodus.
Okay.
So it's the first one. But I interviewed him yesterday on the stage at the TBN studios here in New York City, 15th Street. And it was just a blast. We're going to air that very soon.
Very soon, yes.
We have it's May 4th. It's going to air on TBN as a TV program.
That's right. Friday night, May 4th.
May 4th.
8 p.m.
And we're going to air the audio on this program because we did it as a radio show. But that was just tremendous. My favorite part of the evening was we were signing books later on.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically had a moment where our buddy Phil Boyce photobombed the photo that I took. I want a picture with Dennis, you know?
Yeah.
And Dennis is huge. And so we're standing next to each other. And in the photo, Phil Boyce jumped in the back and made a goofy face. And so on Twitter and on Facebook, I claimed that photobombing Dennis and me was Dennis's lovely wife, Sue Prager. Now, because she's genuinely lovely, I could make fun of her, and a lot of people are going to be confused and say, that looks like Phil Boyce, but I guess Dennis is married to a woman who looks a lot like Phil Boyce,
yeah,
which is a really, really horrible idea. But anyway, we just had so much fun, and I don't remember if we mentioned it in the last hour either, but we are building a studio at the TBN building. This is an historic New York building that they've used for different events. And on the top floor, they have what was a ballroom. We're not making this up. With a Tiffany skylight.
Yes.
Tiffany skylight. Some people know Lewis Comfort Tiffany did this incredible work with glass. It is this gorgeous skylight. It's a ballroom. And we are building a studio for the Eric Metaxas Show in that room right now.
That's right.
And we were looking at the plans yesterday.
Beautiful.
And it's exciting. So yeah. If you haven't signed up for Metaxas Super, folks, hold on to your hat because it's going to get crazy. It's going to be a whole nother level of whatever it is we're doing. I can't even imagine. But it was so encouraging.
Yes, it was.
But it was an old gentleman's club, and a lot of famous people have been. This is a real history of New York. I didn't know that.
Right.
I just knew TBN had a theater in there. And then I find out that the theater belonged to this old men's club. And it's a whole.
They dropped the name Mark Twain, for example, did readings in the building.
Yeah.
They had a theater for just readings.
You know,
people come in and I'm going to read something to you now.
Yeah.
It's funny and it's witty.
Well, this is before TV and before radio. It's 1890s probably, roughly when they would have been doing that in that theater. So anyway, we just had a great time. So much else to talk about. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I don't want to forget. I just checked.
You did?
I just checked. Hillsdale College. You know they gave me an honorary doctorate some years ago.
They did.
And I spoke at their graduation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've always appreciated Hillsdale. I mean, they're an amazing institution. But lately they're doing this thing. And I probably have never mentioned it on the program before, but they're sending copies of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence to every high school principal in every public high school and every public middle school. The principals all across the United States, this is like over 90,000, are getting copies of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And they're offering them the possibility to get these documents into the hands of their students.
Say what?
Yes. These incendiary documents into the hands of children.
No.
Yes. Before you know it, we're going to overthrow the monarchy. And I get so excited. So if you want to know more, go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. MetaxasForHillsdale.com. Oh, and by the way.
Yes.
Later this week, we are going to interview the creator of a new play here in New York City called Babette's Feast.
Okay.
Listen, folks, I saw it with my wife, Suzanne. It is beautiful, brilliant acting. And there's a real message of grace. It's not like, you know, Christian theater. It's theater, but with a Christian theme. It is so wonderful. And the tickets are, I don't know if they're $100 or whatever. Like, it's theater.
Yeah.
You pay a lot of money
in
for the
New
tickets.
York. Yeah, on Broadway.
But listen to this, because I don't want folks to miss this. I wrote it down someplace. If you go to ticket, oh, shoot, I forgot. It's it's Ticketron offers. It's not Ticketron. It's Telecharge.
Telecharge
offers. Not just Telecharge. Go to Telecharge offers.com probably.
Yes.
If you go to telechargeoffers.com, you can get tickets to this play. It's a small theater for $34.95.
Say what?
No. This is actually
it's legit. Yeah.
Huge. Student discounts are $70.
Mm.
So to get it for $34.99, it's like super cheap tickets. Only if you put in this code for this for my program. Okay. It's BF, that stands for Babette's Feast, BF Eric. Okay?
Very simple.
Can people remember that?
BF
Eric, but you have to go to telechargeoffers.com. And I'm not kidding. I would do this as soon as you get the idea. Go to telechargeoffers.com. Got to go to telechargeoffers.com. Put in the code BF Eric. BF stands for Babette's Feast Eric. BF Eric. I'm repeating this because if you don't put in the right code and don't go to Telecharge Offers, you won't get it. This is like a third of the price of the regular ticket. It is a tremendous show. As I said, I saw it with Suzanne. I loved it. It was amazing. And if, you know, people are always looking for excuses to come to New York. If you're coming to New York, I'm preaching at Times Square Church, for example, at 3:00 on May 6th. Okay?
Yes.
May 6th, I'm preaching at the 3:00 service. So why not come to the city and go see that in the evening, either on Sunday evening or on Saturday evening? But the tickets, folks, $34.95. If you go to telechargeoffers.com or Telecharge Offers, whatever that is, and you put in the special code BF Eric, BF Eric. I'm stressing it because I don't want people to miss this or say I went to the wrong this or the wrong that. This is tremendous. You can bring the family. Who gets to see like great theater with, you know, with the family? So it's this price is insane. They did it for this show because they know my listeners probably would love this.
Yeah, and it's a family show, and it's great.
Right?
Great message.
Right.
And, yeah.
Okay, so in a few minutes from now, we've got Father Fessio, the great Father Fessio of Ignatius Press. And while you're at it, you're going to get, if you want to get a cheap copy of Chance or the Dance, go to the Socrates in the City website. Way cheaper. Way cheaper. Socrates in the City website. And then you can get a copy of Miracles for like $5, the hardcover. Socrates in the City website. We're trying to save you money. We'll be back with Father Fessio.
Bob Jones University is committed to providing an outstanding, regionally accredited Christian liberal arts education, purposely designed to inspire a lifelong pursuit of learning, loving, and leading. Our highly credentialed faculty are committed to inspiring students both in and out of the classroom. That's why Bob Jones University pre-med graduates are accepted to med school within 1 year of graduation at double the national average. Visit bju.edu or call 800-252-6363 to find out more. That's bju.edu or 800-252-6363.
This May, Family Life is launching a new movement of intentional parenting, and it all starts at a movie theater near you. Family Life's very first feature film, Like Arrows, explores the joys and heartaches of parenting with a story that spans 50 years. Join us in theaters across America for a special two-night showing of Like Arrows, the movie, followed by an exclusive after-show feature with Family Life's Dennis and Barbara Rainey, filmmakers Alex and Stephen Kendrick, and me, Bob Lapine. You'll leave encouraged and equipped with powerful next steps to make Jesus the center of your parenting. Like Arrows, the movie, will be in theaters two nights only, May 1st and 3rd. You can view the trailer or find theaters near you at likearrowsmovie.com. Again, go to likearrowsmovie.com.
Wondering how you can make a difference with your cell phone? Check out Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative cell phone company. Patriot's mission is to provide a portion of their profits to conservative causes. You get the same great nationwide service as Big Mobile, transparent pricing, competitive plans, easy switching, discounts for active military, veterans, and first responders. All you need to know is their address, patriotmobile.com. That's patriotmobile.com. Patriot Mobile, built on conservative principles.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Hey there, folks. A little Buck Owens for you. The Bakersfield sound from California. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm in New York City. I have as my guest the head of an institution I have admired and benefited from for many, many years. I'm talking about Ignatius Press, one of the greatest publishing houses out there. Father Fessio, welcome to this program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, I have to say I've read Ignatius' books for many years now, going on three decades. And if it's not Chesterton, it's Thomas Howard or Peter Kraft or whatever else you publish, all these great, great books. The occasion for having you on right now is that you've recently come out with a new edition of Thomas Howard's great, great book, Chance or the Dance. I had the privilege of writing the foreword to this new edition, and I'm just excited to talk to you about this book, which is really a classic. Anyone who's read it considers it a classic. I certainly do. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your relationship with Ignatius and all of that, if you would.
Well, I'll make that a short story because the book is more important than that, but I came back from Europe after studying theology there in the early 70s and found that there were no theologians that I could find in the United States who were the same caliber as the ones that I had in Europe. I studied under Professor Ratzinger, who became Pope Benedict, Father
you
de Lubac.
Excuse me, you studied under Professor Ratzinger, who became Pope Benedict. I did not know that. What a wonderful thing to have the great Ratzinger.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Tremendous.
A great, he was my doctoral director. A great blessing. I mean, he's a wonderful man, a holy man, a great theologian, a man of the church. I mean, he's a real disciple of Christ.
Well, there's no question about that.
Luminous, you know. Beautiful. Well, let's get back to so we founded Ignatius Press primarily in 1979 to do translations of some of these great European authors. And then once we got started, we had people sending us books and suggestions. And one of the first ones was Chance of the Dance by Thomas Howard. It had been published in 1969, which is almost 50 years ago, and Thomas still alive. So that means he was a young man when he wrote this book. It's a work of genius. But it had gone out of print, and so we published it, I think, in 1989.
Who was the original publisher?
Original publisher, you know, right here in front of me, was Wheaton, I think. It was Harold Shaw Publishers, Wheaton, Illinois.
Okay, so people don't know that Tom Howard migrated from being a Wheaton College evangelical through the Anglican Church to Rome. And it's interesting because sometimes people fall between two stools. I think the evangelicals maybe forgot about him because he'd become a Catholic, and many Catholics didn't know who he was because they weren't aware of his illustrious early years as a hotshot writer in the evangelical world. I discovered him about when the book came out for the second time as an Ignatius paperback in 1989. And I've said this many times, and I'll say it again, when I read it, it took my breath away. In many ways, it changed my life because the writing of Tom Howard in the book Chance of the Dance is some of the best prose I have ever read in my life. I couldn't believe how beautiful his prose was. And then, of course, the ideas of the book, which I'll let you explain again, framed things for me in a way they've been framed that way ever since. He helped me to see what a Christian view of the universe is, a Christian view of meaning versus the secular view. I can only imagine what it must have been like for you in 1988 or 89 to get this manuscript and to realize we get to publish this.
I'll tell you what happened, Eric. We got the book. It was already published but out of print. I read it. At that time, Ignatius Press was just in its beginnings. We were pretty small. But I wrote a letter to our readers, and there weren't that many of them, you know. Usually we send out a flyer or a catalog with, you know, flyer with five or six books or a catalog with 10 or 20 books or something. I wrote a single letter for this book alone. And we sold 10,000 copies of that book because of the letter. And I can't find the letter, Eric, but it was somewhat like your foreword. I mean, I was just so impressed by the quality of the writing, the depth of the thought. And I agree with you. It's a classic book. I mean, I rank Tom Howard in this book with his own mentors in the writing, Tolkien, Lewis, Chesterton, Charles Williams. I mean, it's that good of a book. And it's not that big of a book. And it's, as you know, it's quite readable. I mean, his prose is so beautiful. So that, and then you know Tom Howard as well personally, his wife, Lovelace. I mean, aren't they great Christian people? I mean, Tom is so wonderful. And we get emails from once in a while. Let the pastor around the office. You'll ask him a question, and you'll send an email. It's a piece of literature. We have to send it around.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. And it gets even funnier because Tom in person is just like the person on the page. He'll say things like, oh, pshaw, and what ho. And, you know, he talks in a way that's so delightful. It's to some extent it's mannered, but it's mannered without being mannered. It's just beautiful. And I have to say that
it's real.
Know him as a person. I mean, I he knows how much I love him. I adore him. And I got to spend time with him and Lovelace in their home just a couple of weeks ago because I filmed them for Socrates in the City so we could do it in person. But he's the real thing. And I think he's a very humble man. And so he's not willing to accept our judgment of this book. I think it's hard for him to believe that he could ever do anything that's worthy of the encomia we're willing to heap on it.
That's right. You know, Ignatius Press, we're in our 40th year, okay? And we publish about 50 books a year now. So we probably publish 1,500 books, maybe close to 2,000. I can't keep track. But, and we're a little family here. There's only 15 or 16 of us on the full-time staff. We outsource a lot of things. But every so often, a book comes along that we all say, this is a masterpiece. This one is really special. We love all our books. That's why we publish the book. We like books. We make them public to other people. But this is one of the books over the last 40 years that we thought was just a luminous book. It just is. I mean, the subtitle is A Critique of Modern Secularism. And that may sound a little dry, but really, as you know, he contrasts what he calls the old myth with the new myth. And by myth, he just means a way of seeing things, a kind of a world framework, a world view. And the new myth, Eric, I know you know this, but for your readers, let's go into it for them. Okay?
Yeah, please do.
And please correct me or enhance what I say, because, you know, I feel bad talking about this book because I can't describe it in as beautiful a way as the book itself is.
That's exactly. We just have to get people to read the darn thing, and then they'll be saying it instead of us.
Exactly. So the new myth is that you find out what things really are by taking them apart. You know, by looking at the structure, taking the molecules, the atoms, you analyze it, you break it up. But nothing actually means anything. It's just a bunch of parts that are put together.
The human being is just a bunch of chemicals, just a bunch of atoms. You're not a walking poem. You're not made in the image of God. There's nothing transcendent about you. There's nothing beautiful. It's just a bunch of atoms. It's just a bunch of molecules. Our lives are inherently meaningless according to that wrong view.
That's right. And the old myth is that everything means everything else, that everything is connected, and that it points to something else, and it points beyond itself. And so that there is a real connection between a lion and a king. In the universe, there's all these beautiful links between beings. Every being is connected to every other being in a way of showing forth something more than itself. And so he sums it up by saying the new myth is that nothing means anything, but the old myth is everything means everything. It's one universe. And, you know, I feel bad even saying that, Eric, because it sounds so dry and abstract.
Isn't it funny? That's why people have to read the book, because no one can say it better than the great Tom Howard. He's said it for all time. It's just amazing.
You know, like chapter two of dish rags and borzois.
Oh, now, what's that I know. About, what the heck is that? Who knows what a borzoi is, you know, unless you realize. And then when you realize, you're like, oh, yes, those beautiful, beautiful dogs. And he makes the case. Oh, I can't even. You know, we're out of time in this segment. We're going to be right back. Folks, I'm talking to Father Fessio of Ignatius Press. The new edition with a foreword by yours truly, Chance or the Dance, is the book. You can get a very cheap copy, an expensive copy, from the Socrates in the City website while supplies last. Go to Socrates in the City. Get several copies. Folks, it's a great classic book. I feel so strange. I don't know.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. As a special offer, Apiary Fund is allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just call 800-959-4526 and leave us your email address, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-959-4526 and leave your email address on the voicemail. Your free report will be sent right away. 800-959-4526. That's 800-959-4526.
Hey, Albin.
What?
You just woke up. Yeah, I can't believe you're sleeping. You're not getting enough sleep at night. Probably it's your pillow.
Can I make
a suggestion?
Yeah.
My Pillow. Have you heard about My Pillow?
Oh,
we met the inventor, Mike Lindell. He's now become a friend because he's the warmest, craziest, wonderful entrepreneur. I mean, he's an American original. But he decided to do something, and I want my listeners, that's you, to listen. He said, for my listeners, My Pillow is right now offering 50% off the four-pack, 50% off the four-pack. It includes two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Why not? If it's 50% off, why not get them for everybody you know? Call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric, or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Eric, or you could use the promo code Metaxas. Either way, 50% off. If you use Eric or Metaxas, call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, MyPillow.com. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, and I'm talking about one of the most, one of the favorite things in my life, a book by my friend Thomas Howard. It's called The Chance or the Dance, and I'm speaking with the publisher, Ignatius Press Head, Father Fessio. Father Fessio, what a privilege to have you on.
Thank you.
You founded Ignatius, you said, in 1979?
Yes.
Okay, so you published Chance of the Dance in 1989, 20 years after. And it's a funny thing that this happens with the greatest of great books. They go out of print. So it went out of print, which to me is scandalous. It's kind of like letting, you know, Hamlet or, you know, something that's just utterly singular. There's nothing like this book. It's not like anything I've ever seen. And it went out of print. So you all published it. And then more recently, it didn't really go out of print because you still had it on Kindle, but it was no longer available as a book. And I just said, we've got to do something about this. So we contacted you and Ignatius and said, is there anything we can do? And I wrote a foreword, and Tyler, I can't think of his last name, wrote an afterword. And it's a whole
Lansky, yeah.
Yes. And it's a whole new, and we're going to have him on the show as well. It's a whole new edition of the book, Chance or the Dance, by Thomas Howard. And I want to remind my listeners, if you go to the Socrates in the City website, we've got a limited supply available at a very, very good price because we want everyone to read it. But Father Fessio, you were talking about the chapter.
We'll send you some more, too. We'll send you a lot more if you want.
Well, okay, terrific. We want the world to read this book. And I guess I was talking to my friend Kel Peterson the other day. He teaches high school in North Carolina, at wonderful school. Is it St. Jonathan's or St. David's? I always forget. But the point is that he has taught this book in his senior classes. And I thought, wow, I wish every Christian college, every Catholic college, every student at the AP level in high school would read this book. It is as important as, you know, The Abolition of Man or many of the great works by C.S. Lewis. I mean, at least in my estimation.
I agree with you. I mean, I think with Chesterton, it's like Orthodoxy, Everlasting Man, C.S. Lewis. For me, it's Miracles. Mere Christianity, of course, is important. His novel, Till We Have Faces, most people don't know about, but that's a masterpiece by Lewis. And this is a little masterpiece by Thomas Howard. Let me jump, Eric, to the last chapter. You know, so we're talking about this as if, wow, is this something so different, so new, so something we haven't heard about before or seen before? What's going to be in it? This last chapter is called Bravo, the Humdrum. And one of the main points of this book is that ordinary things in our life are doors onto something greater, a point to something larger. They're instances of glory. And that's what's great about this book. It's not like he's showing us different things, but he's showing us how the things we do ordinarily have deeper beauty and deeper meaning to them. It enriches your life. That's what it does. So, for example, chapter one is the old myth and the new, which describes what we just talked about, the two ways of looking at the world. Chapter two of Dish Rags and Borzois, it's about imagination. What is human imagination? Why do we say, just limp as a dish rag? What does that express? You know, how would you say that in some other way? So he talks about the ordinary metaphors and similes we use in our language and what that means, why it means things are connected. And then, the next chapter is called Lunch and Death. I mean, even these chapter titles are very...
Well, you know what we haven't said? We haven't said how witty he is. He's incredibly witty. It's just a joy. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I'm tempted. Maybe before we get off the show, we ought to read. You're a better reader than I am. Just that first two paragraphs where he talks about the Dark Ages and the Enlightenment, I mean, well, I'm going to quote a little bit about that, The Dark Ages, they believe in portents and charms and talismans, and they believe that God was in heaven and Beelzebub was in hell and Holy Ghost impregnated the Virgin Mary and so on and so forth. The ages were, as I say, dark. Then the light came. It was the light that has lighted up men into a new age. Charms, angels, devils, plagues, and parthenogenesis have fled from the glare into the crannies of memory. In their place have come coal mining and E=MC², and plastic and group dynamics and napalm and urban renewal and rapid transit. So, just the way it contrasts the bad old days.
It's hilarious and it's so brilliant. I mean, look, we're just like a couple of raving lunatics, and it's exactly as it should be. When you see something so great, you blither. I am blithering because sometimes it's right to blither. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say it here. Sometimes the correct response is blithering. When I first read this book, as I say, changed my life because, as I write about in my foreword, I had really just seriously become a Christian, but I'm myself at least meant to be a man of letters. To read a Christian worldview written in this kind of prose, I just thought, it's possible for me to have a life as a writer. This is possible for me because I've read Tom Howard's great book. But even if it weren't that, what he says in the book, what you just said, this contrast between these two views, it really helped me to understand the whole world. And I think that's what it does for people. It helps you see the world as you ought to see it. We're going to be right back. We're talking with Father Fessio of Ignatius Press about the great book Chants of the Dance by Thomas Howard. Oh, I'm begging you to stay. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Please do.
I take Relief Factor.
I know you do.
Every day. In fact, I take it right now, but I can't because I'm doing this commercial.
Oh.
But honestly, every day I take Relief Factor. It is, these are all botanicals. They're natural. They're people all, I talk to people all the time. They say, I've got this ache and this pain. And I say, have you tried Relief Factor? And they say, no. I say, listen, as your friend, $19.95, you get the quick start pack. You go to relieffactor.com. You will know at the end of 3 weeks, probably before, whether it works for you. But it works for tons of people. It works for me. It's why I take it. It's all natural. You don't have to worry about toxicity. For example, Michael from Connecticut writes in. He says, Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I could not find any other solution. It's a great product. It's helped with a lot of other aches and pains. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. Holy cow. Folks, I don't want to promise too much, but I will tell you, for many people, Relief Factor is a life changer. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Americans in every tax bracket got a tax cut thanks to the bill signed into law last year. The economy is growing and Americans are feeling better about the future. And you've got more money to spend on what's important to you and your priorities. It's your money after all. Democrats in Congress who voted against the tax cuts are promising to raise your taxes if they win in November because they want your money back to spend on their priorities. Only you can stop them. To find out how much more money you'll be bringing home, go to taxcutswork.com now. There's an easy-to-use calculator, and it'll tell you how much money the new tax cuts are saving you this year and next year. Check your savings at taxcutswork.com, and then sign a letter to Congress telling them to keep their hands off your tax cut savings because the money you're saving is yours. Go to taxcutswork.com, check your savings, and let Congress know you want to keep your savings. Go to taxcutswork.com. That's taxcutswork.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. I want to get a few things straight. First off, I like freedom. Second, I like money. Fact is, I like freedom and money, which is why I love Freedom Checks, a unique investment that can secure your retirement income without being tied down to the government. And while I'm no genius, I am smart enough to follow an expert like Matt, who showed me how anyone has the chance to stake their claim on an estimated $34.6 billion payout. To get all the details from Matt, just go to claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joppa, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. Now, how much your check is depends on how much you put behind Matt's insights, but the potential here is undeniable. Of course, if you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion, you must have your ducks in a row ASAP. So don't wait. Go see Matt at claimfreedomchecks.com. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Father Fessio of Ignatius Press. We're talking about the great book, Chants of the Dance, by the great Tom Howard. Father Fessio, I forget, are you in San Francisco? Am I remembering this correctly?
I'm in San Francisco. Yes, I am.
And you sound like you're around the corner. The technology they have these days, unbelievable.
I am, yeah.
It's
some good.
It's extraordinary. You all, I mean, for folks who don't know about Ignatius, the website, tell us the website.
It's Ignatius.com. Easy to remember.
What could be simpler? Ignatius.com. I realized when I discovered Ignatius, the catalog, I thought, wow, what a treasure trove. Here are all kinds of books. Some of them I've heard of, some of them I haven't. I don't know how many copies of Chance of the Dance and other Tom Howard books I ordered from Ignatius. But I discovered many other authors. Obviously, Chesterton, my first copy of Orthodoxy, probably was from you all. It's just that's another book. When you talk about little classics, books that everyone ought to read who can read. We mentioned The Abolition of Man by Lewis, The Great Divorce by Lewis, Orthodoxy by Chesterton, just a glorious little book. And that's what I think of when I think of Chance of the Dance. I think it's a glorious little book, and everyone must read it. It ought to be assigned in colleges and other places. I really wish people would do that.
Yeah, well, there's so many levels that it can help you on. I mean, one, as we've talked about, which is very Chestertonian in the sense that Chesterton was the man of wonder, that he would write an article on a piece of cheese, you know, or what's in your pocket, because he would see how things point beyond themselves to something transcendent. And, you know, Tom does a beautiful job in the book, but there's something else. Lewis points out in one of his essays, I think it's called On Stories, that there's been very few times in the history of literature that anyone has asked a question and answered it. Well, why do we tell stories anyway? He said Aristotle did it in his Rhetorics. He said Boccaccio did it somewhere else. I don't know. And then Lewis did his little essay on it. But this book will explain why we as human beings make up stories. Why do fiction? Why do we do paintings and portraits of things instead of just taking a picture? You know, why do we create music? And the whole idea of how our imagination is what leads us into the reality of God's universe and helps us appreciate the glory. It's just stunning, you know?
Well, I
read it again and again. Eric, I'm a Jesuit priest. Every year we make an 8-day silent retreat. We get away from, you know, all the, you know, radio, television, computers, everything, and we pray. We read God's word. We reflect on his word. We may read the life of a saint. And this year, I did the Gospel of Mark and Chance of the Dance. I mean, I went through that day by day, just reading a paragraph here and there. It's inspiring.
It's just exquisite. And I think I said when I spoke to my friend Kel Peterson the other day that people don't believe you if you could say that in some ways it might be better than Lewis, or there are aspects of it that are better than Lewis. Tom Howard had the privilege of spending some time with C.S. Lewis in 1961. Tom was I guess he was teaching English at some, you know, upper class boarding school in England. And he wrote letters to Lewis, and Lewis wrote back. And at one point he went and visited him. So Tom is a living link with C.S. Lewis, but his writing is a literary link with Lewis. The tradition of Lewis is continued, especially in this book.
And by the way, it wasn't just a flash in the pan. Before this, he wrote Christ the Tiger, which is also eminently worth reading. Evangelical is not enough. I mean, that's a spectacular book. And then we have one which you may not have read called Hallowed Be This House.
Oh, I've read them all. Hey, I can top you. Okay. You're not going to. I'm going to tell you something that I think will surprise you. First of all, I have read On Being Catholic. I have read most of If Your Mind Wanders at Mass. I've read – these are all great books. People have all these books to look forward to. They should start with Chance of the Dance. But I'm going to tell you something that I think will shock you. One day I was having a phone call with Tom Howard, 2002 maybe, 2000, might have been 2000. And I was having a long phone call with Tom Howard, and he mentions cavalierly that he wrote a book after Chance of the Dance. He thought it was as good or equal or something like that. And I said, what do you mean? And he says, well, the publisher wasn't interested or something. You know, he's always so self-deferential, deprecatory. And I said, are you kidding? You wrote a book that you think is like good and it's not been published? He goes, well, it's in my daughter Gally's in a trunk in Montana or something like that. And I got angry. I thought, Tom, Are you kidding? Call your daughter up. Get that manuscript. It must be published. And of course, you and Ignatius published it as Secrets of New York Revealed.
Oh, yeah.
And when the book came out, I said something to Tom, and he had no memory that I had been the one that twisted his arm to find the manuscript and to force Father Fessio to take a look at this.
Well, Eric, thank you very much. God bless you.
I mean, isn't it the funniest thing? Well, but he's so humble. He's overly humble. He's I say that he's like a puddle glum figure sometimes, and I say it in the I hope Tom listens to this and understands that all his friends
we love him.
Want him to know how much we love him. It's just it's incredible. But you said there's so many other books. Hallowed Be This House. All of those books are just tremendous. And what's the one? The compilation. It's a compilation of some of his.
We did something similar to what you did. We called. They said, Tom, you know, you got anything hanging here? Oh, well, I got a bunch of art. Well, he sent us his archives, little talks he'd given, you know, and little essays he'd written. And so we went through those. And, of course, they were brilliant. And so we put them together as a book. I forget the title, actually, but it's in our website and, somewhere. But, yeah, we did that.
And he wrote a book. I can't even believe it. I cannot bear to read T.S. Eliot's Four Quartets. But Tom Howard wrote a book about T.S. Eliot's Four Quartets called Dove Descending. That book is spectacular. Could we gush anymore? Well, I hope not.
Yeah. Well, you know, Eric, C.S. Lewis said he was the last medieval man. He didn't like T.S. Eliot. And I don't like poetry. I can't understand at first glance, you know.
Yeah.
I like to be able to. But I was there in Austria when Tom.
Hold on. When we come back, I want to get this anecdote. We're going to be right back with Father Fessio of Ignatius Press. Stick around, folks.
See how the sun shines bright in the city.
Psalm 127, verse 4 says, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Each day with our children is an opportunity to shape and sharpen those arrows before we release them into the world. So how can we know we're shaping and pointing them in the right direction? Join Family Life in select movie theaters across the country on May 1st and 3rd for the premiere of the movie Like Arrows, a faith-based film about parenting with purpose. Like Arrows is in theaters for two nights only, May 1st and 3rd, and it casts a powerful vision for parents, reminding us that nothing is more important than having God and His Word directing our lives and our families. To view the trailer or find theaters near you, visit likearrowsmovie.com. Again, that's likearrowsmovie.com.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Every night, a different town.
Hey, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Father Fessio of Ignatius Press about Tom Howard's great book, Chance of the Dance. And Father Fessio, I cut you off there. You were talking about something in Austria.
Yeah, we had a summer program for some seminarians, and Tom came and he gave a little seminar on the four quartets. And he just opened them up. I said, that's beautiful poetry. But unless Tom had explained it, it's like the Ethiopian in the chair. You know, unless someone had shown me, I don't know what this thing means. And then he also wrote a book, the novels of Charles Williams. And Tom, therefore, is also he's a portal into other great authors.
That's right.
And hey, Eric, why is it? I mean, honestly, why is it the greatest authors are Christians? I mean, I don't have any prejudice in that thing, but Are there other books that are as powerful and as beautiful as these? Answer, no.
Well, I would certainly agree with that. To be perfectly blunt, that's just the way it is. God created the universe so that story, God is behind it all. And I think the greatest writers, whether it's Tolkien or Lewis or Chesterton or Tom Howard, they know this and they breathe the same air. It's amazing. Dove Descending, it's so funny because when I interviewed him at his home, I was asking him about that. I thought, I loved reading your book, Tom, but I don't love reading Eliot's Four Quartets. It's kind of funny. Like, without Tom Howard, I wouldn't even look at the Four Quartets beyond the first page. But I think because Eliot is a little bit infected with modernism and, you know, that's just who he is. Obscurity is something that he probably saw as a virtue of some kind, whereas, the writers, pre-modern writers, did not. And so that's another story. That's another story. My gosh. Well, I hope that you all sell a ton of Chance or the Dance. I'm so excited people are going to be reading this book, and I feel so honored that I could have a small role in making that possible. It's just, if there was something else like it, we wouldn't have to even talk about it, but there's nothing else like it. There's nothing else like it. Ignatius publishes such great stuff. What are some of your newer authors that we might want to be aware of? We've just got a minute here.
Well, Carlos Sarah, it rhymes with hurrah, S-A-R-A-H. He's got a book called God or Nothing, which is a tremendous book. And then he's got a book which you think, well, how can you write on this? It's called The Power of Silence. It's an incredible book on the importance of prayer and of silence, what it means in your life. But so he does wonderful things. I should have others at the tip of my tongue, but my problem, Eric, is that, I'm reading these manuscripts 2 years before we publish them, or a year and a half.
I know.
I forget what we're doing.
Well, that's like when people ask me about my books, and I think, what did I write again? That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I've forgotten half of what's in there. But, listen, the fact that you all put this great book back into print, if it hadn't been for you, Father Fessio, I never would have read this great book, Chance of the Dance, probably never would have met Tom Howard. My friendship with him has been very significant, and my reading of this book in particular, Chance of the Dance, has been very, very significant in my life, and I know in the lives of a number of friends. And now we have the joy of knowing that many other people are going to read it and appreciate it and tell their friends about it. So God is using us.
Amen.
What could be better than that?
Yep. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, God bless you. Peter Kraft raves about this book. Folks, I think you may have gotten the message. The message is Chance of the Dance is a great book. And if you don't get a copy, you're crazy. Father Fessio, thank you, thank you, and God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you, Eric.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.